All right, diving into the world of tokenization today. Digital deeds, fractional Picassos, maybe even owning a chunk of that Manhattan skyline you see in the movies, real estate, art, the whole financial system, really, all getting shaken up. We're going to be looking at a bunch of articles, brand new stuff, figuring out if this is the revolution everyone's talking about, or just, you know, more hype.
See, the thing that really grabs me about tokenization is it could really open up investing. You know, high-value stuff, usually it's out of reach for most people. Like, imagine owning a little piece of that Manhattan skyline for real. That's the promise, right? It's about breaking down those barriers. Alternative assets haven't been accessible for so long.
Okay, so I'm sure some people listening are thinking, hold on, what even is tokenization? Let's break that down for a second.
Right, the core of it is, it's using this technology, blockchain, you've probably heard of it, and it turns real-world things, like it could be art, real estate, even ideas, intellectual property, all that, turns it into these digital tokens. Like, say you have a valuable thing, you're dividing it up into smaller pieces. That's basically what a token is, a piece of ownership.
So instead of needing, like, millions to buy a whole Picasso, you could buy a tiny piece of it through tokenization, and that makes it doable for way more people to get involved.
Exactly. And because we're talking about the blockchain here, everything's recorded. You can track it. Nobody can mess with it. That's huge for security and transparency.
Yeah.
Especially in industries that are usually, you know, kind of opaque and slow.
Yeah. It's like a public record everyone can see. But also, nobody can just, like, change it to cheat the system. And this isn't just, like, a theory anymore. There are real companies doing this. The Korea IT Times, they had this really interesting article about how tokenization can make some markets way more liquid.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. You could buy and sell pieces of, like, a classic Ferrari or shares in a solar farm just as easily as trading stocks. Tokenization can make it that smooth.
Sounds amazing. But then I think about, well, there are always downsides, right? Humanities and social sciences communications, they had this research, found a link between companies using blockchain and a higher risk of them defaulting. Makes you wonder, are some companies just jumping on the bandwagon? Maybe they haven't fixed their actual financial problems.
It's a good point. It's a reminder that we got to look past the hype, the buzzwords. Just because something's tokenized doesn't mean it's a good investment automatically. There's always a risk of what we call managerial opportunism. Companies trying to, you know, cash in on the hype, maybe even if it hurts investors in the long run.
So how do we tell the difference between real innovation and just opportunism?
That's what we're trying to figure out, right? We got to equip ourselves with the knowledge to make smart decisions. And one of the big things to understand is smart contracts.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those. But to be honest, I'm a little fuzzy on the details.
Basically, imagine a contract, but it's not written on paper. It's part of the code of the blockchain. They self-execute, so you don't need a middleman.
Yeah.
And they make things much more secure.
So instead of lawyers and banks and all that, the smart contract itself makes sure everyone sticks to the agreement.
Exactly. And because these contracts are transparent, anyone can see them, no one can tamper with them, it creates a lot more trust. We see this happening with Visa, actually. They have this new VCAP platform. It's all about connecting traditional finance with the blockchain world.
Wow, Visa's in the game. That's big.
Yeah, it shows how fast things are moving. Now, before we go too far, we should probably clear up something. People might be thinking, isn't this just NFTs? Because everyone's talking about NFTs these days.
Right. It's easy to mix them up. They both use blockchain, right?
Yeah, but the key difference is an NFT, non-fungible token, it's like owning the original something, like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
There's only one. You can't replace it. Tokenization is more about owning a piece. You get a slice of the pie, not the whole thing.
Like digital slices of something valuable. And it doesn't have to be just art like NFTs, right? It could be real estate or valuable materials, even ideas.
Exactly. It could be almost anything. And that's what's so exciting. As we go deeper today, we'll look at how this is changing industries. Real estate, of course, but also supply chains, even renewable energy. We'll separate the hype from the reality. And see how this could actually affect your financial future.
This is where it gets interesting, folks.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've talked about tokenization in general, but one area where it could really shake things up is real estate. That market moves so slowly, you know, lots of paperwork, lots of hoops to jump through. But this Hacker Noon article, it argues that tokenization could change all that.
Imagine, what if investing in property was as easy as, like, buying a stock? That's the kind of potential we're talking about. Real estate is usually so illiquid, but tokenization could make it much more accessible and easy to trade.
So instead of needing, like, a ton of money and lawyers and all that, you could own a tiny piece of, I don't know, a high-rise apartment building, or even a whole resort somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about buying and selling. Tokenization brings transparency. Real estate deals, they involve so much paperwork, so many legal processes. But with blockchain, it's all right there, in the open, traceable, easy to check.
So that builds trust, right? Less chance for someone to pull something shady.
Absolutely. And that transparency helps smaller investors too, people who might not have the resources to deal with all the complexities of traditional real estate.
This Hacker Noon article, they actually talked about this platform, Propdo. They're tokenizing real estate right now, so you could, theoretically, own a tiny piece of, like, a historic building in Europe and a sustainable farm somewhere in South America, all in the same portfolio. Isn't that wild?
It's like building your own little real estate empire. But instead of bricks and mortar, it's digital tokens. And because it's all in the blockchain, you've got that flexibility. You can buy and sell whenever you want. No need to be locked into long contracts.
I mean, this all sounds incredible, but we have to be realistic, right? Earlier, we were talking about that managerial opportunism thing. Companies exaggerating things to capitalize on hype. Does that apply here too?
Of course, yeah. You always have to be cautious.
Right.
Tokenization itself makes things more transparent. That's true. But it doesn't mean there can't be bad actors.
Oh, right, right.
Due diligence is key, always.
Yeah, like doing your research.
Exactly. Just like with any investment, you got to do your homework, understand what the asset is, what's the team behind it, all that.
So it's not like tokenization is some magic solution, everyone gets rich.
No, definitely not. It's not a free pass. You still have to be smart about it.
You have to understand what you're getting into.
Exactly.
And that goes for all kinds of tokenization, not just real estate. Art, renewable energy, supply chains, whatever it is. A little healthy skepticism is always a good thing.
Couldn't agree more. So we've talked about real estate as a specific example, but let's zoom out a bit. Look at the bigger picture. We've been focusing on the good stuff, the benefits, democratization, transparency, efficiency. But there are also challenges, ethical things to consider.
Yeah, that's important. Technology itself isn't good or bad. It's how we use it. Right.
Right.
So what are some of those ethical concerns?
Well, one big one is, does this actually make inequality worse? We don't want tokenization to just benefit the people who are already wealthy. We've seen that happen with other technologies.
Yeah, that's a real concern. How do we avoid that?
That's the million-dollar question. It's not simple. We need policymakers to step up, create clear rules, protect investors, especially people who are new to all this.
And financial literacy is important too. The more people understand about this stuff,
why?
The better decisions they can make, right?
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially with something this new. And it's not just on individuals. Businesses, institutions, governments, everyone needs to be thinking about this. How do we use this technology for good?
Sounds like we're in a crossroads. We have this powerful new tool. It could revolutionize how we think about assets, investments. But we have to be careful, thoughtful, make sure everyone benefits.
I completely agree. We're shaping the future of finance right now. And it's up to all of us to do it right.
It's a lot to think about. Can be a little overwhelming, honestly, but it's also exciting. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to bring it back to you, the listener.
Because ultimately, this knowledge is only useful if you can apply it to your own life, your own financial decisions.
So we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we? Tokenization, what it is, what it could be, how it could change everything.
And we've talked about how important it is to be excited about the potential, but also keep your eyes open. Don't believe all the hype.
Exactly. So as we wrap up here, what are the key things you hope listeners take away from this? What do they really need to remember?
Well, number one, tokenization could open up opportunities that most people just they couldn't access before. A piece of Picasso, a tiny slice of a skyscraper, things like that.
Things that used to be only for the super rich.
Exactly. And it's not just about, getting rich quick. This could fundamentally change how investing works, make it more accessible, more transparent, more efficient.
And I feel like I've said this a lot, but it's important. Don't get blinded by the hype. Just because it's tokenized doesn't mean it's a guaranteed win.
Right. Due diligence. Always.
Yeah. What does that mean in this context?
It means, really look into the asset itself. Does it make sense? Understand the technology involved and look at the team behind it. Who are these people? Remember Propdo, real estate platform we talked about?
Yeah.
They're doing things right. Transparency, regulatory compliance, all that. That should be the standard, not the exception.
And for our listeners, don't be afraid to ask questions. There are resources out there, people who can help you understand this stuff. Find communities online, learn from each other.
And remember, we're still in the early days. This is all so new. There can be new innovations, new platforms, probably new challenges too.
So what's the best way to stay ahead of the curve?
Stay informed. Keep learning. Don't be afraid to change your mind as things evolve. And always, be critical. Think for yourself.
That's great advice for, well, for life in general, I think. So that's about it for our deep dive into tokenization. Hopefully that Manasseh, you feel a little more equipped now to navigate this exciting new world. And remember, the best investment you can make is in yourself, in your own education. That's all from us this time, folks. Catch you on the next deep dive.